Hi, before we get started on today's show, I wanted to share with you an opportunity to get face-to-face with a number of the most popular Run-As guests, including Jeffrey Snover, Mark Manassi, and Paul Thurrott at the IT Edge Intersection Conference, October 25th to 28th at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. At the conference, you'll get to see folks like Mark Manassi, who will be doing his usual amazing job of helping you understand what Microsoft is up to with his new session on Server 2016, talking about what's awesome, what's irritating, what's improved, and what's expensive. Mark's been writing Mastering Windows Servers books now for over 20 years, and he's got some great advice that can help you get put to work immediately. Register today at itedgeintersection.com. We'll see you there.
From runasradio.com, you're listening to Run As Radio, the internet audio talk show for IT professionals with Richard Campbell. This is Brandon Wen announcing show number 494, Cloud PBX with guest Avraham Gatail. Recorded Tuesday, September 6th, 2016. Run As Radio is produced each week by Quap Productions, providing professional media and podcasting services online at pwop.com. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/runasradio.
Thank you, Brandon. This is Richard Campbell, and thanks for listening to Run As Radio. My guest today is Avraham Gatail, who helps businesses save time and money by ensuring they have the right technology in place to effectively optimize their business communications. Avraham has been in the telecommunications industry for over 20 years, and businesses from all over the world have reached out to him and his expertise in assisting them with installing, managing, maintaining, and training them on their phone system. This past year, Avraham's company, Simiplex Technologies, launched a new product portfolio which enables him to help businesses take their communications to the cloud. Welcome, sir.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
I'm really a pleasure to have a chance to talk to you. You know, I keep forgetting, or maybe we want to forget, that as IT pros, we're also responsible for most of the telephony in our companies as well. But that's just not as sexy as data centers and things.
That's correct. You know, telephony is something that just needs to work. You know, it's a fixture. It's in the company.
Yeah. It's utility now, right? The same way you just expect your electricity to work, your lights to work, heck, your email to work, you know, all the same sort of role. But a PBX, I mean, that's such an on-premise kind of concept. I have a bunch of phone lines coming into the building. We all need to have locals in. We're dialing. I'm getting chills just thinking about it, Avraham.
Yes. And, you know, and that's exactly the point. When you think of telephony, right, it's exactly the way you described. You think of it as cold, utilitarian, and not really exciting.
Yeah, no, because we've always had it. Although I'm old enough to have bought an analog PBX with mechanical switching and things, and a few digital ones over the years. I mean, the situation's definitely gotten better, but I don't know how cloud PBX would even work, because I'm still thinking in terms of, I have phone lines coming into my building. Where does the cloud play in that?
And, you know, that is such a great question, because people listening to this right now are probably thinking the same thing. Mm-hmm. What's important to understand is the perspective. So instead of thinking of it as a thing, right? Think of cloud PBX as something that you use.
Right.
And pretty much anything to do with the cloud, the value is the usage of it rather than the actual product and where it resides.
Right.
Okay. So that when it comes to telephony, you're not getting any value of a box sitting in your data closet. Your value is the communication that this box is providing.
Right.
So going with this understanding, rather than this box, this PBX residing in your data center, the PBX resides somewhere in the cloud, out in this ubiquitous world called the cloud, where you can access it from anywhere. And all you have is a phone that you plug into your network switch. You plug it in and it just works. You don't need to know how it works. You don't care how it works. All you care about is, does it work? And as long as it works and it saves you money and it saves you time, life is great.
Interesting. Yes. And of course, these days, even when you're talking about quote unquote traditional PBX, it's more than just phone calls and voicemails now. I mean, folks expect a much higher level of integration. And I'm thinking along the lines of, well, it's gone through so many names, right? There was Microsoft Office Communicator, which I think they then named Link with a Y, just to confuse it with Link with an I, which is another Microsoft product.
Yep.
And now it's called Skype for Business, although it's not Skype.
Yeah. And, you know, the whole premise behind that is that, just like you said, it's more than just telephony and phone calls.
Right.
It's an all-encompassing end-to-end solution. So you have
right.
phone calls, you have texting, you have presence, you have email integration, and the different providers provide different value. So a provider like Microsoft, for example, with the Skype for Business / Link as people know it,
right.
provides, and the Office Communicator provides all that integration.
Mm-hmm.
Many telephony providers don't quite have that capability because they don't own the desktop like Microsoft does,
sure.
but they do provide different levels of integration. So let's take a very common one, for example, is voicemail to email.
Right.
So imagine you're traveling, as I am today. I'm not in my office and I get a voicemail. Well, I'm not sitting at my desk, so how will I know to call a person back? I get the voicemail in my email. I can pick up my voicemail message by listening to a WAV file, and I can operate my business as if I were sitting at my desk. So
right.
mobility is a big part of it. And
having mobile phones as part of the PBX, too, I think is a very cool aspect of this. If we can make it work well, I don't know that I've actually seen a great solution there.
Oh, yeah. Actually, so mobile phone integration is a big part of the mobility package.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take an example. Early August, I was traveling overseas.
Yep.
And I had a SIM card with unlimited data, but I needed to make calls to the United States. So I used an application called Bria, which is a soft phone application. For those of you that don't know what a soft phone is, it's basically an app that you could use either on your PC or on your mobile phone, and you could make phone calls through the internet.
Nice.
Using that app.
This is the same thing Skype has done and a bunch of other apps. Of, you know, it's funny how the messaging apps like WhatsApp and Messenger and so forth are now starting to do the phone element. Like they're coming at this from the opposite direction too.
Yeah, exactly. Now, however, a differentiator here between something, and I'm not talking about Skype for Business, which is really an enterprise application, but let's take the garden variety Skype
yeah.
or WhatsApp. So the difference between Skype, WhatsApp, and a number of other free services and an enterprise solution is that with the enterprise solution, your mobile app is fully integrated to your office communication. So if somebody calls your office number and calls your extension, that phone call will simultaneously ring your mobile phone on the app.
Nice.
Now it could ring your phone as well, but let's say you're, like I said, you're traveling overseas. You don't want it to incur international roaming. So it will ring your app and your desk phone simultaneously. So it's completely integrated.
Yeah. This is totally blurring the line. Remember when the first VoIP boxes came out years ago and they were little boxes you just plugged in. You plugged a network cable on one end and you plugged a handset, a phone into mm-hmm. the other end. And it had a phone number assigned to it. And we took those boxes all over the world with us because it was just such a profound power. It wasn't just that you overseas calling was free. It's that we would take the local phone number from one city and put it in another city and you still could dial that local number and it rang.
Exactly. Yeah. It was this amazing, liberating concept.
Just a limit, you know, it made area code seem very foolish. Like, what does that even mean, area code, exactly?
Yep. I know businesses that used to have technicians in India There are lots of people in India that were using this service. Vonage is a popular company. Yeah.
Very old school. They're one of the originals, right?
They were one of the originals, exactly. And they had a whole bunch of technicians in India with the New Jersey phone number.
Right.
Most amazing thing.
Yeah. Well, that was the whole world is flat thing, right? I figure that's one of the products that came out of the original dot-com boom in 2000, 2001 was all that fiber optic cable that got laid. And then all those companies went bankrupt. And so the wire was still there. We bought it up for 10 cents on the dollar. And suddenly where you are in the world for a phone call is completely irrelevant because it effectively costs nothing.
Exactly.
So, but still, when you get back to organizing a business around this, and you said a bunch of key phrases there, this idea of presence, I mean, that's a fuzzy word. What does that mean, presence?
Yeah. So presence basically means, so let's take the flat world, right? You have people working across the globe,
right,
all over the world. It's not like you're walking into the office and you could, you know, peek down the hall and see if Joe or Mary is at their desk. You know, are they on the phone? Can I call them? Can I disturb them? So presence is basically the ability to see whether or not this person is logged in, whether this person is busy, whether this person is in a meeting. You could go on do not disturb, for example.
Right.
And so that's basically what presence is.
Nice. And so that, you know, it's interesting that you want that integrated with your schedule and stuff so that when you're on a meeting, you're automatically sort of marked away so that people know that you're not available.
That's right.
It's an interesting challenge. I guess we got to get out of the root of this thing. So, you know, going back to the original concept of I have a trunk, you know, I have an E1 coming in my building with all my phone lines on it to a big box. You're telling me about going into the cloud. So I get rid of that stuff?
Yeah. So here's how it would work. So that T1 or E1, depending on where in the world you are, has X number of phone numbers associated with it. So let's just for argument's sake, a small business with 100 phone numbers.
That seems like a lot for a small business, but okay.
It's a lot. Yeah. But you'd be surprised because there are many, many providers out there that would just give you a block of phone numbers and they call them DID.
Right.
Direct inward dial numbers, you know, for so cheap, you know, $20 a month, you get 100 phone numbers. So many businesses just buy them just because it's so available.
Yeah, because the old T1s, those were 24 lines, right?
24, 23, depending on how you look at it.
How it was controlled. And that would typically be a, you know, again, I'm thinking totally old school. That would be a block of contiguous phone numbers as a quote unquote hunt group. God, I'm old. How did I still remember this stuff?
Now, it could be contiguous or it could be non-contiguous as well. Like you could have numbers all over the place. In general, people like to get them contiguous, though.
Right. But yeah, that's the way it was. And you're just saying and the funny thing is, of course, then we started buying T1s for data capacity, although that's fallen by the wayside as well.
Yeah. Now that we have fiber coming in into the desktop, I mean, T1s are really old school.
Yeah, I'm going to stop talking. I think I'm too old. Honestly. Oh, man. So I have hopefully a digital PBX. I have a T1. It's coming up for expiration. They want me to spend another $50,000 to update this. So I have my 100 phone lines. Take it away, Abraham. So how do I decide I don't want to buy this stuff anymore?
Okay, fantastic. You've got this old hulk of metal hanging on the wall in your office, and your current vendor wants to charge you an arm and a leg to upgrade it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here is what I would propose. I would propose that you consider a cloud-based solution. Now, cloud-based solutions typically charge per seat. So, for example, if you have 20 phones, you would be paying a monthly price per telephone. Okay, that's really how it works.
Right. So it's not necessarily per person, but per phone.
It's per phone or per person, really. Well, actually, it's per phone, right? Because you could have phones that are in shared areas, like a lobby or a mailing room.
Yeah, right. But I could also see that one person has both a phone and a smartphone, or you know, some other device. But I actually want it to be the same person.
Yeah, yeah. So it's per instance, if you want to call it. Okay. So the smartphone and the desk phone is really one. It's okay. One extension.
Right. So I don't want to call it a phone number, but it's because it's not a phone number anymore, but it's an instance of some kind.
Yeah, yeah. So let's call it an instance.
All right.
So you have, or a seat. That's another common term.
I like that.
So let's just say you have 100 seats, okay, in your company. And the pricing would depend based on what solution you get. But let's just assume for argument's sake, small business will be paying anywhere between $25 and $35 a month per seat.
Okay.
Okay. So for 100 phones, about $3,000 a month.
Sure.
Okay. It's a heck of a lot cheaper than the $50,000 you're going to be paying for a new system.
Yeah. But that's a CapEx expenditure. I'm more concerned about how much is it. I remember spending more than $1,000 a month on a T1.
And there you go. And that's my point right there. You're spending money anyways.
Right.
Whatever it is you're paying for the T1, you're paying, and $1,000 a month, I believe, is cheap.
Right.
You're paying between $1,000 and $1,500 for a voice T1 based on your call usage. If it's an average company of 100 people.
Sure.
So now for $1,500 a month, you are getting a brand new state of the art phone system that never has to be upgraded. It will automatically upgrade itself every time the provider adds a feature. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to call anybody. All those features get added immediately
to your
system.
Abraham, give me just a moment now because I have to pay the bills, because Run As Radio is brought to you by UpGuard. In the aftermath of data breaches, the public is often told, we couldn't have seen it coming. But in a lot of cases, that's just not true. Over 80% of breaches have their root in misconfiguration, whether it be a firewall rule, server setting, open port, or third-party service. UpGuard is the premier system of record for IT configurations, no matter the platform, pinpointing anomalies and surfacing unauthorized changes in critical systems around the world. See how it works and get a live, customized demo at upguard.com/runasradio. Okay, if I'm giving up this T1 to save that money, I have to be communicating somehow, so obviously I need an internet connection. Is it in my best interest to have a separate internet connection for these phones and devices than the one I currently have?
You know, that is a great question, Richard. In most cases, no.
Okay.
Okay.
I should add some more bandwidth, though.
Yeah, and let me explain. Bandwidth is a key component.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to do is we need to look at several factors. Number one, what kind of bandwidth do you have?
Right.
Now, if you have something like 75 megabit fiber coming into your office, I think your internet connection, at least that point right there, is perfect.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right? If you're running a T1 connection for internet, you may be a little constricted with 100 phones.
Right.
So one part that needs to be looked at, and this is why you need to really partner with somebody that knows what they're talking about, that knows the industry, because you know there's so many different pieces. So we have the internet connection. We also have your internal network that needs to be looked at.
Right.
Okay, so that's something we didn't really talk about.
No, but it obviously is important because now it's every desk with a phone has a new network wire that has to go to it for that phone.
That's one way to do it.
Okay, not the only way?
That's not the only way, though. There are many different ways to do it. So let's talk about the different options.
Okay.
Okay, within the building. Okay, so you one way to do it is, like you said, we have a dedicated wire.
Yep.
That goes into a separate switch infrastructure.
Yep.
And we'll talk a little bit about the switches in just a bit.
Because I'm going to ask you about PoE. You know I will.
Exactly. you stole my thunder
there. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Exactly. Okay, so it goes into a switch.
Yep.
That, you know, somehow it integrates into that. That ends up directing the call out to the internet. That's the simplest way to do it. And
right.
If you have the wire and if you have the infrastructure, that's the best way to do it. Okay? Because that completely separates your voice and data infrastructure.
Yes.
In many environments, you don't have that. Or you may have some desks that have a spare jack and some desks that don't. So
right.
What can we do in those environments? Most VoIP phones today come with the ability to, or I should say many, not most, but many VoIP phones today come with the ability to daisy chain the phone and your computer.
Interesting.
So basically, yeah. So basically your phone gets plugged into your data jack. So the phone gets the priority. Then the computer gets plugged into the phone.
And so effectively the phone then has the quality of service control. So it can give itself priority over the computer's needs.
That's correct. So if you're clobbering the internet connection with this massive Photoshop broadcast.
Right. Now you're bit touring from the office again. Let's be honest. All right. So you're streaming Netflix and then you need to make a call. Not that anyone would ever do that at work. Goodness knows, but.
Of course not. But should something like that happen.
Right.
And then you get that important call from your million-dollar client.
Yeah.
What the phone is going to do is the phone's going to throttle down the Netflix.
Right.
Assuming you can pause it.
Yeah.
And the phone will take the lion's share of the bandwidth.
Well, this is the fear I think a lot of people have about this whole idea of cloud PBX. It's like, you know, the old analog phone lines, even the, you know, T1 and stuff, they really worked. Like, we never thought about dropouts and all of those kinds of problems. You only ever saw that in the Skype world. And now we're going to use that kind of technology for our actual phones? So just, are you going to be able to deliver quality?
You know, you hit it right on the head. That is a major fear that people have.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I actually wrote an article about that because people ask these questions all the time.
Yep.
So basically, and by the way, it's a very valid question because it's true, right? The with analog and digital, you never have to think about it. And that was its shining moment. However, VoIP provides many key benefits to your business. So what we have to understand is how can we leverage those benefits without being brought down by some of the potential pitfalls.
Right. And this is where we get into laying out your network right in the first place inside of your building. That's one of the failure points here.
That's correct. So your network has to be set up properly. And if it is set up properly, then the voice quality is no longer an issue because your network is capable of transporting the voice.
And voice is not that much data. So it doesn't sound like I need gigabit everywhere to do this.
That's correct. It's not as big as it seems.
Right.
For those that are unfamiliar, there are different codecs that are basically just different formats and bandwidths, voice communication. You know, just to give you an example, fully uncompressed voice with all the headers, it's called G711,
right,
is approximately 80 kilobits.
No, that's peanuts compared to Netflix. Goodness.
Exactly. So it's not a lot. Although if you were to have 100 people
realize
that connection all at once, it adds up.
Yeah.
But still, it's not as much as you think. It's not like needing 100 gigabits for a phone call.
Right. So the bandwidth's not that huge a concern, but I guess a modern network's important. Sorry that I stole your thunder over that, but I do like PoE switches just because it eliminates power outlets, devices like phones and access points. And well, there's lots of devices now that do this, where you're actually able to send the power for the device as part of the Ethernet jack.
There's also another added benefit, which people may not realize. So, many people that want to implement VoIP, if it's a really small environment, say a handful of phones, they may take out a calculator and start going, okay, if I buy a plug for the phone, it's going to cost me $30 per phone.
Right.
If I buy a switch, it's going to cost me $250. So I could save $75 by getting plugs. Why don't I just get a plug for each phone? So let me explain to you what the true benefit of PoE is. And just for the benefit of people that may not know what PoE is, PoE stands for power over Ethernet. So unlike a traditional digital phone or analog phone that pulls its power directly from the phone company, an IP phone, a VoIP phone, does not have that power coming from the Ethernet. So what we do is we put in this special switch called a PoE switch, a power over Ethernet switch, that provides power through the Ethernet cable into the phone so that you don't need a separate power adapter.
Nice. Well, and I haven't seen a phone, an analog phone, without a power brick in years. In fact, I keep a couple around because it's just so rare. Because they all had, every phone had more stuff on it, right? If you want caller ID, you need its own power, like da-da-da-da-da. Powered straight off the phone jack, that is just not that common anymore.
Yeah, but, you know, all the extras may not work in the event of a power outage,
exactly.
But the dial tone will still work.
Will still work, yeah. Hopefully, if you have a good phone.
Yeah, exactly. Now, assuming that your business is set up correctly, where your data closet has the correct power battery backup.
Yep.
Okay. Should you have a power outage, let's talk about minor power outages, like 5 minutes, okay?
Right.
Because the real issue is not if there is an extended power outage, because if there is a power outage for 2 days, you're not coming into work anyway.
Yeah.
The issue is you and I are on a call, we're conducting business, and the lights go out. Now, the worst thing that could happen, besides the lights going out, is that we get interrupted during our...
Yeah, drops the call.
Yeah, our business conversation, okay? So, what PoE does is that it will provide the power that's backed up from your network closet to your phone. So,
right.
Even though the lights go out, the computers go out, but your phones don't
still
go
running.
Out.
Yeah, that's a great point. I like that a lot. And it's easier, because it's all in the server closet, it's easy to put... batteries in there rather than having to distribute them around the office. It's in one place and PoE just solves that problem.
Exactly.
How do I get the phone numbers that are currently on my business cards and all those good things out of the cables that are coming into the building and into the cloud?
That is the simplest process of all. You know, with the Local Number Portability Act, porting a number is a piece of cake.
Right.
You just, when you sign up for your service, you let the carrier know that, okay, I'm porting 100 numbers. You fill out some paperwork, and within a few days, all your numbers get ported over.
Nice. And did we actually drill into how much more bandwidth? Like, I guess I've met a number of offices where there's pretty rudimentary bandwidth coming into the building because it's just email, which is latent anyway. And, you know, that we would actually upgrade to real internet service, I think, is an important part of this equation.
Yeah. And so again, going back to the bandwidth calculation, so what we would do is we would do a network analysis. So we would look at what type of traffic is going on the network, how much
right.
bandwidth they currently have, and what they're looking to do. So if they're bringing in a VoIP system for 100 people, we're going to have to up that network bandwidth. Absolutely.
Now, is bandwidth really the problem, or is it latency that's the problem when it comes to voice conversations?
Well, it's really both.
Right.
So the latency would be in the office, and that would be, and we didn't talk about that yet, but
yeah.
The quality of service. So the switches that get installed to provide the power for the phones also need to have some kind of QoS or quality of service capability
right.
in them. And basically, just like the Netflix example we used, the switches analyze the traffic that passed through the switch, and mm-hmm. any traffic that is identified as voice will receive priority over the traffic identified as data, and that's how the latency is controlled.
Right. But it also means if you don't have good latency coming out of your building into your service provider, no amount of the quality of your internal network is going to help you.
And that's correct. So then, the second aspect is, you know, who is your internet service provider and what type of internet connection do you have? So that's another, a check that we need to perform is your network speed. Or your internet connection, your latency, jitter, packet loss. So basically, what type of quality are you receiving from your internet service provider?
And we are talking about replacing every phone in the office, or can I use existing phones? Is that even worthwhile?
It's really not worthwhile. In fact, going from legacy premise-based to cloud, it's
right.
not really possible to do so anyway.
Yeah. So you are – this is, I think, where the expense is going to come in now is – these handsets, the good ones, they're not cheap.
Yeah, that's correct. However, many providers actually work out a monthly financing option. So just right. like you have with your mobile phones where you pay for it per month, many providers would throw in the phone for $5 to $10 a month, provided that you sign up for a 1 to 2 year contract.
Right. Yeah. So a couple of years of commitment, the phones all go in on that. It's just part of the package overall. And for the most part, again, you're getting that effect of I'm getting rid of the capital expenditure of buying a new PBX, moving over to operational expenditure and sort of burying the cost of new hardware.
Yes.
And then, and now, I mean, we get to kind of the fun part when all of this works, right? Because there's a bunch of new services that come out of this. I got to think when you get this integrated well, conference calling's a heck of a lot easier. Screen sharing's a heck of a lot easier.
Yeah. So many, you know, many providers have different kinds of collaboration tools. So like you said, there is collaboration tools for conferencing where you could create conference rooms and actually control who enters and exits your conference through a web portal, screen sharing as well. Let's not forget the presence.
Right.
Presence is also an important part. That's also a big part of it. And then in addition to that, then you can have add-ons like contact center solutions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So let's say you have a contact center. So the advantage with the cloud-based contact center is that you have analytics that are provided directly from your cloud provider. So it's not like in the old days where, you know, you bought a PBX, now you had to go out and buy a call accounting package.
Right.
You know, depending on what level of contact center you have. But let's take a basic contact center. So you would have to buy an extra package and you'd have to install it and manage it. Here, with a cloud-based solution, your provider will be giving you those analytics. It's part of the deal.
Right. So, and yeah, now we get these other cloud type benefits, which is that software is constantly improved and you've got nothing to install yourself. So, you know, you're just paying for a fee and you get better product every day.
Yeah. And let's not forget that a piece of equipment like a PBX requires a certain level of expertise to maintain it. So either you're hiring somebody to maintain it or you're paying someone a maintenance contract to maintain it.
Right.
With the cloud-based solution, all that is being provided by your provider. You don't.
Yeah.
So that's another expense that you don't have.
Yeah. It's the math here is not that simple, but it's again, you get back to that same old migration to the cloud. It's just interesting to think that telephony is fully pulled into this now and that there is a variety of ways to buy it. It's not just the Googles and Microsofts of the world.
That's right.
Well, somehow a half an hour has disappeared on us, Abraham, and I feel like we're just getting into, there's a whole other conversation here about call centers because it's a huge, huge aspect for some companies of how we manage that stuff well and log it well. Maybe we should have to do another show.
Oh, that would be an honor.
Oh, be good fun. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really enjoyed having a conversation with you. Got a link here to Simiplex so folks can find you. Abraham Gottheil, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much, Richard.
Gottheil, thank you so much for coming on. And we'll talk to you next week on Run As Radio.